Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of August 2019. Supreme Court has ordered the Unnao rape survivor and her lawyer, both of whom were admitted to a Lucknow hospital with critical injuries after the car they were travelling in was rammed by a truck with blackened number plates, to be airlifted to AIIMS in Delhi. President Ramnath Kovind has signed the notification to scrap Article 370 of the Constitution of India, 1950, that grants special status to the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Supreme Court has sought reply from the centre on a plea seeking CBI or SIT probe into complaints of large-scale and well-organised kidney transplant scam involving large corporate hospitals in various states. Supreme Court has clarified once again that recruiting agency cannot be forced to fill up all available posts even if the persons of desired merit are not available. Supreme Court has ruled that acquittal by the court of competent jurisdiction in a judicial proceeding does not ipso facto absolve the delinquent from the liability under the disciplinary jurisdiction of the disciplinary authority. Supreme Court has issued notice to the central and the state governments on a public interest litigation raising the issue of increasing number of child suicides in the country. The PIL prays for a direction from the central and the state governments to implement a public health program for the prevention and reduction of suicides as provided under Sections 29 and 115 of the Mental Health Care Act, 2017. Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of Yasmin Mohammad Zahidi under Section 120B of Indian Penal Code, 1860 and Section 38 of Unlawful Activities, Prevention, Act, 1967. The court also restored the order of NIA Court with respect to the sentence of 7 years rigorous imprisonment handed down to Zahidi. Supreme Court has observed that a builder cannot impose upon a buyer to take possession of a ready house if it is delayed, and the customer is justified in seeking a refund. Supreme Court has directed the centre to take a decision by the 14th of August on Top Court Collegium's recommendation to appoint Justice A.A. Qureshi as the Chief Justice of the Madhya Pradesh High Court. Supreme Court has permitted CNG and petrol vehicles to get registered with Delhi Government's Transport Department as cabs with All India Tourist Permit, which will be eligible to ply in the National Capital Region. The court passed the order while clarifying its 10th of May, 2016 order, which had created confusion as the Transport Department was not registering CNG or petrol-run vehicles as cabs. Top Court has given Reserve Bank of India, RBI, 6 weeks to examine and report whether WhatsApp Payments has fulfilled its data localization requirements. This direction will give WhatsApp a light at the end of the tunnel for its payments service in India. Gujarat High Court has asked the authorities to pay interest for delay in paying GST refunds. The authorities were asked to pay the interest at the rate of 9% per annum. Delhi High Court has directed public transport bodies like Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, and Delhi Transport Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, DTIDCL, which develop transportation infrastructure, to ensure that there were no dilapidated bus queue shelters in the national capital. The court issued the direction on a PIL seeking a time-bound renovation of a dilapidated bus shelter on Deshbandhu Gupta Road as well as other such bus stops in the city. Delhi High Court has asked the CBI to place before it the preliminary inquiry report regarding the allegation that some BSNL officials caused a loss of about 1,000 crore rupees to the exchequer by releasing unauthorized payments to a subsidiary of a Chinese firm by fabricating documents. The court directed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to produce the report on the 9th of August, the next date of hearing in the matter. Delhi High Court has declined to direct the fire department to grant a no-objection certificate to a guest house in Paharganj unless the owner demolishes the fourth floor of the premises, which is in violation of new building regulations. Kerala High Court has rejected a single bench order for a CBI probe into the killing of a youth Congress worker in Kannur district. The court allowed an appeal filed by the state government against the single judge bench order. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has stayed eviction of Sterling Biotech from its premises as the debt-ridden company was going under the insolvency resolution process and was under the moratorium period. Rajya Sabha has passed the Repealing and Amending Bill, 2019. This bill will repeal 58 old central laws which the government said has been done to achieve maximum governance. Rajya Sabha has passed the Code on Wages Bill, 2019, which allows the centre to set a minimum statutory wage, a move expected to benefit 500 million workers across the country. The bill has already been passed by Lok Sabha and will now go for President's assent, following which it will become an act.